Labor Day means fall television here in America. You know, not as much as it used to because so many shows have these staggered releases now, but there are still new shows in the fall that you need to know about. And that's why Melissa Locker is here, culture reporter for Time and for us here at The Takeaway. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Todd.
Well, let's start with the new show coming out from HBO. This is The Deuce. This is Maggie Gyllenhaal and Method Man for short, Mr. Meth.
I'm doing fine.
Fine ain't good enough for a woman like you. Hey, I'll make you a star. Ally McGraw gonna want your autograph.
That's the Method Man from the Wu-Tang Clan there. He's been in some comedies. He was in The Wire, some acting experience.
Yeah, and so this show reunites him with David Simon, who, of course, created The Wire, as well as George Pelicanos, who wrote a bunch of the episodes for The Wire. And it stars James Franco and Maggie Gyllenhaal. From what I've seen so far, it's really good. It's obviously not for the children. It's about, you know, the seedy underbelly of the rise and fall of the porn industry in New York, 1970s New York. So there's definitely, you know, watch this late at night when the children are asleep.
Now, we're talking Law and Order. Can I get a clang clang? There it is. Melissa, this is Edie Falco in Law and Order True Crime covering the Menendez murders.
Right. The way I figured that this show came about is that Dick Wolf was sitting around suddenly realizing that Ryan Murphy was getting in on all his action, was taking over all the great true crime stories, and so decided, hey, you know what? I need in on this. I'm taking the Menendez brothers' case.
Law & Order has spent years ripping stories from the headlines, so these are the actual headlines. People will remember Edie Falco from The Sopranos.
Yeah, of course. And I think that, you know, don't let your children watch this one either because they might get some ideas because it's these two boys who are horribly abused by their parents and then ended up killing them both, which I don't think is a spoiler because it happened way back in like 1989.
So that's Law and Order. I loved Dynasty as a kid, I have to confess. And I guess I should have known that this one was ripe for a reboot.
I don't ever want you to come into this house again unless you're invited. Is that understood?
Careful, Crystal. You're beginning to sound the tiniest bit jealous. Don't worry. You can have Blake. I just want the mansion.
That sounds like old Dynasty. That sounded like Linda Evans and Joan Collins.
Yep, that was an old clip. Just to remind you of the glamour, the glory, and the shoulder pads.
And the hair.
And the hair. It was so good. And of course, it was primed for a reboot. So the show is now set in Atlanta. It's still the same world of these two powerful families, the Carringtons and the Colbys, battling it out over money, business, family, love. Probably, you know, I assume there's going to be a slap fight in a fountain at some point.
America has no idea how badly it still needs Dynasty, but it's about to find out. Finally, Mindhunter is the new offering from Netflix, and this is David Fincher.
It's not easy butchering people. It's hard work. Physically and mentally, I don't think people realize you need to vent.
That's Mindhunter, new on Netflix from director David Fincher. Sounds a bit foreboding there, Melissa.
Yeah, and I think it's supposed to be. I mean, David Fincher, of course, is the guy who brought his Zodiac and Gone Girl. Like, he knows creepy, creepy drama. And this show is set in 1979, which is at the tail end of The Son of Sam and the Manson family. And it's two FBI agents who are kind of tasked with helping police learn how to profile serial killers. So I think it's supposed to be dark. It's supposed to be foreboding. It's supposed to be scary. It looks pretty good from what I've seen so far. They haven't released very much of it online, but it's coming out in October, so perfect for Halloween viewing.
If you've got time for just one out of these four, out of The Deuce, out of The New Dynasty, out of Mindhunter, or out of The New Law and Order, Melissa?
I think you have to go with The Deuce. I mean, David Simon and George Pelicanos back on HBO is pretty much mandatory viewing.
Four new options for your fall viewing. But if you have time for just one, it's The Deuce with James Franco and Maggie Gyllenhaal and The Method Man, according to Melissa Locker. Thanks for being here, Melissa.
Thank you, Todd.
Melissa Locker, culture reporter for Time and for us here at The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.